of the High Commissioner for his update. As Russia's aggression against Ukraine shows no signs of abating, we remain deeply troubled by the devastating humanitarian consequences. Russia's ongoing attacks have not only resulted in numerous civilian casualties, but have also destroyed critical infrastructure, including energy facilities, leaving millions of Ukrainians without access to basic necessities. The lack of electricity poses a severe threat, especially as winter approaches. Moreover, reports of systematic use of torture, execution of prisoners of war, deportation of children, willful killings, and sexual violence are profoundly disturbing. In this regard, we urge that all allegations of violations be thoroughly investigated to ensure justice and prevent further violations. Furthermore, we call on Russia to immediately cease all hostilities and respect its obligations under international law. The Republic of Korea remains committed to working with the international community to alleviate the suffering of the Ukrainian people. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Democratic People's Republic of